Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing to learn the first parak of Maseches Shviz. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Hey and parak Aleph Mishnah Vav. And we've been saying until now in the Masechta that when it comes to a field of trees, that you're allowed to plow them until Shavuos, provided that the field of a beis sag in 2,500 square amos has at least three trees, and those trees must at least produce a certain amount of fruit. Now our Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah, is going to be discussing a case where each of those trees belong to a different person. The question is, can you plow the entire field that belong to each area in the field belong to different people? Or no, are they considered to be distinct areas and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to plow the entire field because the three trees belong to different people? Says the Mishnah, Shlosha Ilanos shall Shlosha Anashim. If you have these three trees, you have three trees that produce the right amount of fruit in a basa of land, but each tree belongs to a different person. Says the Mishnah, Hari Elu Mitzarfin, we may combine them. We may allow the three of them to be used to allow plow the entire area of land, even though each tree belongs to a different person. The Chorshin called Besa Bishvilan, and therefore you're allowed to plow the entire basa of land because of these three trees, even if they belong to different people. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude by asking a question that doesn't only apply if they belong to different people, but it belongs in all of these cases that we've been learning until now. When it comes to a field that has three trees, the question is, v'kama yehei beinim, how much land must there be in between each of the trees minimally in order for it to be considered to be an orchard, in order for it to be considered a field of trees to allow you to plow them until Shavuos of the Shemitah year. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kidei sheyehei habakar over bekelov. Rabbi Gamliel says, you have to have at least enough space in between the trees where you would have a cattle that would have its yoke that would be on top of it to be able to walk in between the trees. We assume, as the Bar Tanura points out, that would be around four amos. There must be at least four amos in between the trees in order for it to be considered to be a tree, a field, an orchard, to allow you to plow the field before Shemitah until Shavuos. Now we are continuing the Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Until now we've been discussing a case of big fruit trees, but now we're going to be discussing the case of Eser Netios, of saplings, of these young trees that are much, much smaller, that are sort of just in the beginning of their career, if you will, of producing fruit. And there's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai specifically when it comes to young trees. Says the Mishnah, Eser Netios, when it comes to the saplings, you require 10 of them. Not three big fruit trees, but 10 young trees, 10 young saplings, Mifuzaros Besoch Besa, must be spread out, must be scattered throughout the Besa of land, Chorshin called Besa, Beshvilan, Arosh Hashanah. And if you have those 10 trees, those 10 young saplings spread out, then you're allowed to plow the entire Besa of land because of these 10 saplings until Rosh Hashanah. Until now, we say, when it came to the big trees, you have until Shavuos. But to come to these 10 young saplings, you have to, until Rosh Hashanah, until the Shemitah year begins, the entire sixth year, you could technically plow that field for the Eser Netios, for the 10 saplings. Continues the Mishnah, however, Hayu Asuyos Shuru Mukafos Atara, but if the 10 saplings are all, they're all 10 of them are in one row, or there's a fence surrounding them, then Ein Chorshin Lem Ela Litzarkon, then you wouldn't be allowed to plow the whole field, rather you must only plow the area that is specifically around that fence, that is specifically around those 10 saplings, those 10 trees, that you would be allowed to do, but you would not be allowed to plow the entire field if they're all in a row. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey discussed the case where you have three trees that are all owned by three different people, and we said that as long as they are the requisite amount, you have the four amos in between them, and you have the three trees that produce the right amount of figs, the right amount of fruit, then they do combine, they would allow you to plow the entire field. And then the Mishnah said, generally speaking, when it comes to this halacha, how much space must be in between each of the trees for it to be considered to be a field of trees for the purpose of allowing you to plant before until Shavuos. So the Mishnah said there must be enough land, enough area in between them for a cattle to be able to go in between them, which we said is approximately 4 amos. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav discussed the case of the natiyos of the young saplings, where the Mishnah taught us that if you have 10 saplings that are spread out in a besa, then you would be allowed to plow that entire field until Rosh Hashanah, not only until Shavuos, but until Rosh Hashanah. However, the Mishnah said that if the 10 saplings are all in one row, or they're surrounded by a fence, then you wouldn't be able to plow the entire field. You'd only be able to plow the area directly around those trees. Have a great day.